This is Dr. Michelle Richards at Joyful Life Institute, Inc. Affirmations are useful tools for managing your thought life. I would like to share with you some affirmations to help you manage your self-talk. The recording you're about to hear specifically focuses on managing what you say and believe about your relationships with others. You should not have to listen carefully or memorize the phrases to gain its benefits. The affirmation is working on a deeper level, your unconscious. It will hear everything it needs. You may simply listen to the affirmations, or for an enhanced experience, you may repeat the affirmation in your own voice a few times during the brief pause and after each affirmation is spoken. Also, repeated listening will reinforce these affirmations. You may find it difficult to hear, say, or even believe some affirmations. This is pretty typical. Push past your discomfort. Affirmations are aspirational statements. You may not believe them now, however, you aspire to do so in the future. These are the statements that you most need to listen to and repeat. Then see how doing so changes your self-talk. You will be able to respond to your surroundings if the need arises. And as a safety precaution, don't listen to this while operating any equipment or motor vehicle, or you may get drowsy. All you need to do to get started is to find a quiet place where you'll not be interrupted. This may mean turning off any ringers, beepers, or alarms. You may want to sit on a comfortable chair or lie on your back. Make sure you are grounded by pressing your back, legs, and arms against something solid. After a brief pause, the affirmations for relationships with others will begin. I am kind. I am generous. I am fair. I am trustworthy. I love myself. I love others the way I love myself. I take good care of myself. I take good care of my loved ones. I'm at ease and relaxed around others. Others are comfortable around me. I'm clear about my roles and my responsibilities. I tell others my limits. I set appropriate boundaries with others. I communicate my expectations clearly. I communicate clearly what I will not tolerate. I respond calmly when my boundaries are violated. I ask for change when I'm offended by the behaviors of others. I act with appropriate force when my boundaries are violated. I consistently respond when my boundary is violated. I change my behavior when others continue to violate my boundaries. I change my behavior when others' behaviors are inappropriate. I change how I interact. I see the best in others. Others treat me well. I am slow to take offense. I realize others' bad behaviors usually have nothing to do with me. I am open and emotionally available. I examine my emotions. I identify what needs or wants my emotions reveal. I clearly share my needs and wants. I ask for what I want and need. I accept when the answer to my question is no. Others are truly ignorant about how deeply their behavior hurts me. I forgive those who hurt me. I let go of hurt quickly. I identify issues that are important to me. I'm clear on issues that are not important to me. I only focus on issues that are important to me. I put less emphasis on things that are not important to me. I manage conflict immediately. I diffuse conflict when the issue is unimportant. I resolve conflicts directly with the appropriate person. I resolve conflicts directly with the appropriate person. I discuss disagreements that are important or bound to happen again. I try to find a resolution to my problems with others. I avoid gossiping about others. I only speak positively about others. I keep my negative thoughts about others to myself. I reframe complaints in a positive manner. I will discuss the behaviors that offend me with the person who offend me. I avoid labeling others. I clarify others' perspective. I treat others with loving care. I apologize when I make a mistake. I take responsibility for the things I say and do. I am accountable when I make an error. I accept the consequences for my positive and negative interactions. I choose my words responsibly. I uplift others with my words. I identify my contributions to a problem. I avoid blaming others. I listen to others carefully. I empathize with others' perspectives. I have terrific relationships with those around me. I do these things and more to ensure that I have extraordinary relationships. This recording is brought to you by Dr. Michelle Richards at Joyful Life Institute, Inc., as part of the Joyful Life series. Listen to this recording as often as you'd like. This material is copyright protected. To learn more about me or this series of recordings, visit me at www.joyfullifeinstitute.com/recordings. You may also give feedback on this project there. This is Dr. Michelle Richards, hoping that you will take the time to discover your joy for life.